I'm going to hate how I said.
Yo, 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 yo. This is the Mr. National podcast. Mr. National with my main man, P Double. What's up, P Double? Hey, were you in the studio? Right. The studio, the house, the dojo, whatever you want to call it. This is where we be doing our thing at. And the folks don't know. Good thing this is a podcast and not, like a video, like a YouTube. Some of these shows, I'm just in like underwear and slippers. You know what I mean? We can't, right. You never know what we wearing, what we doing, right? So anyway, like you say, P-Double, we are up to double digits. We just completed show 10. This is show 11. We are right back, like, you know, like it's free. Like it was free. You know what I mean? You want to see a line of people, you give away something free. Over in Philly in the Jersey area, we had a store called Wawa. Like it's like everything. Wawa does gas, they do sandwiches, food, like a little mini mart. Every so often they do a little special where they say free coffee. Mofos that ain't never drink a cup of coffee in their life is in here with the cup carrier with 4 24-ounce cups. It's despicable how many people. It's horrible. On that day, you do not even go on Wawa when they're giving away the free coffee. It's ridiculous. So that's, and the Mr. National podcast, we are back just like it's free. And you know what is free, P Double? My pay wages for doing this. I have yet to see any income from this thing, but that's not what pissing me off right now. That's not every show, folks. If you've been joining in on the Mr. National podcast, we've been starting up. Something is giving Mr. National a case of the ass or something bothering me. This show, it is the state of affairs of these kids with these video games, you know? ESPN, I'm not hating on this dude. I don't even know his name, but he goes by Ninja, okay? And this joker is making like $400,000 a month streaming him playing this video game, okay? Now, I'm like, how in the world? Here me and P-Double, right, folks? You know, two grown men. Right, quality. And we can't get one sponsor. One little crumb, and you got this six. I don't even know how old this kid is. He is on the cover of ESPN magazine for video gaming. He's a professional video gamer, okay? So I'm not mad about that. But here's the thing, P-Double. Now, your kids might get into it. They might get into video game. They might get into PlayStation 4, whatever's up to, the Xbox, the Nintendo Wii, whatever it is, right? Say they're playing all day, which everybody do. They play, and you say, look, enough, all right? Turn the game off, give it a rest, you know, turn the game off. So what they do, these kids now, what they do, they'll turn the game off. Now they go to their cell phones or smart TVs, they get on YouTube, and they will watch for hours on end somebody playing a game, the game that you just told them to get off of. Even if you didn't tell them to not play, sometimes you go in the room, you see the game on, you be like, what, you playing that game again? No, I'm not playing. What are you doing? I see a game on. Oh, I'm just watching somebody play. They watch. And that's how this guy Ninja and some of these other people get paid. They stream their games. They hook up just like we're doing our podcast. They stream themselves playing the game, and they make buku money. Man, I'm telling that what? I cannot imagine. I just can't understand it. P-Double. It's got me stressed out. Like, we kids watching somebody play a game. It's crazy. I don't know. And this dude Ninja is on the front of ESPN magazine. It blows me away. Maybe I'm not mad. I think it might be a little hate. Maybe a little jealous that this dude made all this money. But like I tell everybody, don't hate the player, hate the game, okay? Don't hate the player, don't hate me. Well, look, enough of that. This is the Mr. National Podcast. I got P-Double. We got a special, special show, okay? Because in show 10, we touched on it a little bit, right? It was the pros and cons. We had a post on our website of smoking marijuana, weed. What's another word for it? Ganja? I don't know. Cannabis, right? So, you know, it went back and forth. Everybody mostly had all pros. You know, wasn't many cons, you know, other than you smoke it all and you got to go buy more. Munchies. Yeah. Well, being national, I got the privilege of meeting and working with very interesting people. Okay? Now, we've had Kiker on, who started his own website helping recoverers. Find work. Now those are like alcohol and drugs. Marijuana, I do not group into the drug thing. I think it's separate. You know what I mean? Now, I don't say that it's legal, but folks, today on this podcast, we have a special, special guest who has done homework on the plant. You know what I mean? On the plant that the marijuana comes from. Johnny Mo, are you with us?
Hey, how you doing, man?
There you go. Johnny Mo is in the house. Johnny Mo, meet P-Double.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Johnny Mo.
Thanks for being on. Appreciate the call.
Hey. You deserve it, brother. We want to put you on the front line of getting this marijuana legalized, and some of the stuff that we were talking about off camera. That's all you gotta do, Johnny Mo. The show is yours, brother. Enlighten us.
Well, I mean, on your last show, what was that? You know. What were the cons?
Really? Hey, Johnny Mo, really, there was no real cons because I think most of the people that posted and replied were actually weed smokers. So they were just...
Absolutely. Right. Or at least tries it.
Except for Mr. National. Right.
It is. It's a plant. It's something that grew. Who found it? We don't know. I'm sure someone knows, but.
I think the Indians and the peace pipe. Maybe they smoke.
I mean, it's been around forever. It was actually legalized in the country back George Washington days, and then it went illegal. But it's also a Schedule One drug. That's to the government as serious as heroin and cocaine, which is bizarre.
That is crazy. I give you that.
It's not destroying lives. You never heard of anyone's life getting destroyed or lost because of the plant. Now, what people toss up is, is it a gateway drug?
Yes.
And that's the side. That's the controversy of is it a gateway drug?
Right. You start marijuana, right, Johnny Moe. You start marijuana, you're getting high, and you say, I need a new high. And then that gateways you to the heroin, the coke, and all the other stuff. That's, right, you should say, that's the big controversy.
But I think, personally, just an opinion, that it's up to the individual. If that person has those kind of tendencies in them, it doesn't matter what it's going to be. It can be gambling. It can be cigarettes. It can be anything. They're going to want the next thing.
Right.
Is what my opinion, my belief. But I also believe teenagers, everyone's going to experiment. They're learning ground, Do I think it's a great thing for someone to be on a regular basis without a medical reason? No, not a teenager, because your mind's still growing into your 20s. You need to learn and stuff like that. It can get you into trouble, especially, because of federal stuff. It can just put you in a spiral. But to damn it and to make it like cocaine and heroin, I think is wrong.
I get you that.
There's so many benefits later in life, or just for people to have, like young kids to have information, like if someone's sick, like an alternative.
Right.
Just know that there's another alternative out there. Because what's the alternative for pain? You break your arm. You go to the hospital, you go to the doctor, boom, you're leaving with a script of Percocets, which are an opiate.
Right.
It's the worst thing ever. It's easy to do. You just put it in your mouth and swallow. And without even noticing it, you develop an addiction.
So the marijuana, you saying, can act as a pain reliever?
Like a replacement. A mild one, like a homeopathic, takes anxiety away, which pain gives you,
Wow.
It can, there's different strands, for different things. Like there's a sativa is a daytime strand, and it's an upper, it keeps you going, keeps you focused. They actually consider, kids with, or adults with ADD, ADHD, instead of giving them Adderall, which is an amphetamine, a legalized, speed meth.
Right.
You give them a sativa, and it keeps them up, keeps them alert, keeps them focused. And then if you have problems sleeping or something like that, you're too wound up, there's an indica, which is another strand. And people will have sleepless nights, and they take what are those sleeping pills everyone takes? I forget what it's called.
Right.
A lot of things, probably heavy.
I never even heard of it. I'm just a babe of the wood. So Johnny Moe, all those different strands come from the one plant. You know what I mean? Like Dr. Dre, the Chronic album, he had the plant. That's all coming from that leaf or that stem?
Yeah, from the bud, the budding of the flower. So it comes from the bud. It's how you grow it. And, they're doing so much stuff anymore, like crossbreeding, coming out with hybrids. And things like that. And let's not forget, it's also an organic, natural medicine if you use it for that. Where all those pills and everything are chemicals, man-made. Like even Advil. Advil will burn out your kidneys, and it's sold right in Rite Aid for free. For you just go buy it. Anyone can buy it.
Right.
I don't know. My cousin was away at Monmouth College in New Jersey, and she took some Tylenol. She had, like, pains in her stomach and stuff. And she took Advil. She went out, had a couple drinks. They were rushing her to the hospital because Tylenol is not mixed with alcohol. There's a chemical reaction there.
Right.
Not exactly sure what it is. You know, but it's crazy that there's so many uses for this plant.
For it, right, yeah. I mean, you were telling me, and it was blowing me away, and I was like, Pete, I was like, we got to get Johnny Moe on this show. I think it's money.
I think it's, personally, my opinion, again, is a bunch of reasons. I mean, somewhere deep, further out than us is, like, money. Yeah, maybe there's some kind of way of creating jobs for people. I mean, think about all these drug units and all these big grow, like, out in California and different, areas that aren't really habited. They got big grows going on. So they got guys in helicopters looking for these things. They're paid to look for these things, government employees that are paid to go out and scout these out and then find them and hack them down and burn them down. I mean, that's a job for someone.
That's a job for people, right. Damn.
And then you got guys that are looking for people bringing it across our borders or growing in our house or selling it on the corners. And there's task force just for that, you know?
Right. Send them to court. Hey, Mo, send them to court. Then the court system gets paid. You get lawyers getting paid. You get judges getting paid over. Right.
Yeah.
Right. There you go.
So that's way more than a drug dealer is making selling that plant. You know, and it's just another thing. And it's also old school mentality, you know, like times have changed.
Right. Right. No. They want to try. Well, it'll be different.
It's also great. Look at all the stuff we went through in 08 and all this trouble and how indebted states were from 08, and they were still indebted. And the only people profiting off this were the people that were prosecuting people for it. So out of these states like Colorado, mainly the one that should be the model for everyone, since they went ahead and did their own thing and legalized it, they're out of debt. They created an industry all the way from clothing, oils, rubs, creams. They actually, there's a chemical in it, and I don't know too much. You know, like I said, I'm not in the business. It's just I find it interesting. And there's CBD, and that's what they use for pain. Mm-hmm. As a topical ointment, you can take it as a tincture. And that doesn't have THC in it, which, the hallucinant, that gets you high, right? So that is extracted out of there, but it hasn't been around because there wasn't facilities that were set up legally that they can build things to break that out of it, like break it down, you know, and actually extract it from the plant. Nobody was going to do that with an illegal thing, you know, set up a big, warehouse or a shop to do that kind of stuff. Now that it's there, people are using that. Instead of Advil and stuff like that, what's that?
Right. And just buy it. It's like going into a coffee shop, right, Mo? And you just go in and you just buy it and you sit there and you smoke it.
You can go in. I'm not sure if you can smoke it, but you can go in and you got someone there and it's a lot safer. And this is the other thing. You know what you're getting. You know what's in it. You know where it came from, how it was grown, what it's for, what it's going to do to you. You know, like if people really want to be educated on it, like there might be a strand that really freaks someone out and they don't know because they got it off the street. They don't know where it came from, you know.
Mo, listen to that. So if it's in Philly, say we legalize this stuff. Say we legalize it in Philly, the tri-state area, PW, which is Philadelphia, Jersey, Delaware, whatever. How would you like to see, how do you visualize, say it gets legalized, what happens then? How, where did you buy it? What's the age? What is your vision as a person that wants to see it legalized? How can it be legalized and how will the state or the city make money off of it? What's your proposal? Say me and P-Double or the court and what's your pitch? Talk to us.
Man, I haven't really thought about a pitch to it, but I mean.
Just get high, motherfucker.
Yeah. Everybody go home and fucking relax. I could say, yeah, you know, I wouldn't say a pothead, but I've been around it, and I, as I get older, I look at it a lot different. Let's put it that way.
Right.
I don't look at it as a porn.
Wait.
Yeah.
Right. No, he don't say. Yeah. Right. P-Double was a little nervous. He was like, I got a buddy that, you know what I mean? He's a weed guy. He knows. P-Double was looking at me like, oh, my God, we're going to have Cheech and Chong's on the show. It's going to be hard. Johnny Moe is well educated.
The stereotype for it, you know, that goes hand in hand. But, you know, they're some of the nicest people you ever met, you know, like that are. And believe it or not, a lot more people smoke pot that would blow your mind. You know?
How about that dude you was telling me? How about that dude, Johnny Mo, you was telling me about? What's that rich guy?
Oh, Elon Musk.
Right.
The guy that, you know, Tesla.
Right.
And he's building a rocket to people on the moon. He was just on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Right.
Joe Rogan's a big advocate for marijuana and all that. And they were smoking on that. But, you know, this guy is brilliant, successful. Created jobs, created an industry, supplies the, you know, public with stuff. And he took two hits of a joint, and it was in every news headline. Like, oh, my God, what's he doing, you know? But, you know. After that.
Yeah, you're right. Look in the mirror, you know what I mean? They say, what's that saying about the glass house, you know?
Yeah.
Throwing stones when you live in a glass house. Horrible.
What are they hiding?
What are they hiding, exactly?
He didn't mention the fact that he had a tall glass of scotch or whiskey with ice on rocks the whole show.
Right.
And he had five events. And he had to die home.
Exactly. Right.
And he did ask a question before he indulged. He said, is it legal? And they said, yes, you're in California.
Damn.
I just think it's, my whole thing isn't even just about the pot. It's just about the view of the world. And I mean, the country in itself. It's such an old school thing. And they just instilled it so deep in the baby boomers, and that they labeled it, they stereotyped it, and it just, the government created an image for it where it helps. You hear stories all the time of children suffering from seizures, 100 a day.
Right.
And they took, I don't know what part of the plant, but they get concentrates, very strong stuff, And here's the thing, it's like a Percocet. Now when you break an arm or something, you take a Percocet and it kind of works and you don't feel the pain, but you don't feel high or anything. And then after the pain's dealable, your body gets used to it. You still take those perks and now you feel goofy. You're like, whoa, I can't drive. Like my wife just had that. She had a back problem, went to the hospital and for 4 hours straight, this is like a month ago, she was getting a massage. They did something in her back and we went to the hospital. I took her to the hospital and, for 4 hours straight, they pumped her with nothing but muscle relaxers and pain medicine. And kept her there. And kept, you know, they're charging her for a bed, they're charging her for the meds. And I said, all right, are you going to do surgery? And he said, no. I said, then we're leaving. You know, what else can you do for her? Why do you, she can't even talk to me right now. You know?
So you should have home with okay. Hey, Mo, you should have just gave her a couple puffs and she would have been fine, basically.
Yeah, well, she doesn't do well on it.
Right, you in all this pain, they pumping you full of muscle relaxers, giving you painkillers. The other option, you take two hits of some good marijuana, and it relaxes, takes the anxiety out, and boom, you're good.
And puts you to sleep. Yeah, right.
I'm waiting. Hey, P Double, I'm telling you, I think we might have to get rid of the old school thinking and maybe take a hit.
Need fresh up.
I tell you what, and when I do it, I'm smoking with Johnny Mo. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
You're already in your underwear chilling out. I mean, you might as well just do it. I mean,
and laugh, right? I'm not going right. I'm just giggling. I'm just right.
I mean, I think it is, but it isn't. It definitely can. They say give you the case of the buckets, you know, where it does, you lose some motivation. But like I said, there's different strands. Now, if you're taking the one strand that people use for like sleep and stuff and pain, then yeah, you're going to be stuck in the couch, you know? And,
yeah, right. I remember the movie Forgetting Sarah Marshall when she broke up and the dude was just saying how he was just in his underwear, just every day, just watching TV, crying, and just smoking weed. You know what I mean? Like, it was weed. Like, weed just depresses you and brings you down.
Yeah. I mean, everything affects people differently, though. You know, look at alcohol. You can get, like my wife, I don't drink much, and not for any reason. I don't like the hangover for long.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife was like, you know, you need to loosen up, have a good time, have a drink. And I'm like, why don't you know? And then a couple times she saw me buzzed or drunk, and I'm a happy, funny, more not so shy, outspoken guy when I got a buzz going. She's like, why don't you do that more? You're a great time. I'm like,
you're super sexy right now.
Right. But then there's other guys out there that they're like, you know, they want to go play a football team when they get drunk, you know, and it affects people differently.
Yeah, alcohol, right. You get the beer muscles. Some people, like you say, want to go sleep. Some people, get horny. Yeah. So you got different, like you say, Johnny Mo, you got different reactions to alcohol. Same thing with marijuana?
Definitely, but not so much aggressive.
Right.
Like, it doesn't give you balls, you know? Like, you drink alcohol, you might get some balls and get aggressive, and you know.
Right.
Yeah, I just said this earlier. I said before, you know, alcohol, you'll do shit. If you're drunk, you'll do shit that you normally don't do. Right?
Right.
Like weed, you won't do it. Shit that you don't normally do. You know what I mean? You don't? Yeah.
Like, it's like the bizarro. It's like bizarro. Everything's backwards. Hey, before the show. Before we brought you on, Johnny Mo, we was thinking of other words. We had marijuana, weed, pot, cannabis. So any other names, nicknames for it? Grass?
Grass. I mean, people call it all kinds of stuff. Sweet leaf.
Chronic. There you go, chronic. That's another one. What's another one, Johnny Mo? We, on the show, we just want to come up.
What's Sheba? I got one for your wife. The Lord's lawn.
The Lord's lawn. The Lord's lawn.
Don't drink devil's juice.
Right, I heard. Right, alcohol is the devil's juice, but marijuana is the Lord's lung. I like it.
You can die from drinking alcohol.
Hey, that's what we might have to title this show, "The Lord's Lung," Mr. National Podcast, "The Lord's Lung." I like it.
What else do you have you ever heard of? That you can take the whole thing and get multiple products out of it for all different and different products out of it. All the whole thing, you can break it all down. The stems, the seeds, they sell hemp seeds. If people eat it, they put it in their food. All the stems for the pulp for making rope and clothing. Like the Navy used to use hemp for their ropes on their ships because it was stronger than anything else. And then you got the flower. You break that down. You can make teas, tinctures. You can extract the CBDs. You can make oil concentrates. So people that don't want to smoke, like people that have cancer that can't smoke, they can take the tinctures and the oils. The edibles, you know, that's, again, you know, like someone that smokes a lot and they go and eat an edible, like a gummy bear or something, they might lose their mind. You know, like it affects you a little different. It's going in your bloodstream. But that whole plant can be broken down and used for positive things.
Unbelievable. What else can we put other than money? I can't think of nothing. Money can be broken down and used for a lot of things, but like he's saying, like I don't know, sand. What can sand be used as? You know what I mean?
I mean, this stuff has medical benefits and can put a shirt on your back. You know, that's survival with me, baby.
So I'm saying, we get it legalized. When it gets legalized, where can Mr. National go buy it? Would you want to see it in Walmart? Right. Would you want to see it in like a cigarette machine? Do they still have those where you put the money in and you pull the thing and the cigarette box come down? Do they have that?
I hope not. If they didn't have that in the 80s, you probably wouldn't, or in the 70s, you probably wouldn't have cancer.
Right.
I mean, kids or people smoking. You know what I mean? Young kids. But that's another thing. Look at cigarettes. That's legal. You know how bad?
Cigarettes are the worst.
That's population. Exactly. Well, it's not the bad part, but those have heavier tars. It's the chemicals. Anything mass produced is going to kill you, you know? And that's what you got to watch too. Now, that's what's scary right now with the marijuana market. And, I have two brother-in-laws in Colorado. So they tell me about a lot of the Catholic dispensaries out there. And it's a big market and there's no regulations on it right now. The only regulations are the people. So these companies take it upon themselves to get third parties testing and to sell their product to organic, clean people. They need to prove that their stuff is pesticide free and it was tested by, you know, three party testing. And that kind of puts the quality out there, you know, in order to sell your stuff and push your stuff and be the top of the market and focus to a certain crowd. You can't have junk. You can't have stuff that's hurting people, you know, and, you would think it's like a wild west because no one's regulating it, but they're actually doing it themselves, which is even safer. Because who's regulating the pharmaceutical companies that's giving you legalized heroin, you know, for $5?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, Johnny Mo is enlightening. I mean, Mr. National Podcast first, then we got to get him on Joe Rogan.
You know what I mean? A lot of this stuff. I've learned just from listening to people like that. You know, and which when I said, you know, when you said asked if I was a pothead, and I said no, I not like a teenager when I was younger. You know, I actually look at it differently and respect it differently, and I've learned so much more about it. Where I'm like, from these podcasts, like guys like Joe Rogan and stuff, that they're like, you know, it's interesting. You know, it's a whole other industry. Think about all the jobs it can create. You know,
well, we're gonna find out. Right. Right. For real. Stop shutting down the washy washies. That should be legal.
That's the oldest trade in America, isn't it?
Right. We should be able to smoke weed if you want, and you should be able to go get some washy-washy or prostitution. Right, if that's what you want. It's consensual. It's you know, find something else to fight. You know what I mean? Let's make love, not war, okay?
Exactly.
You see somebody smoking some weed, laid back, chilling, they ain't worried about getting up all roared up or nothing about that. Well, Johnny Mo, man, look, we appreciate you on the show. You have definitely enlightened me and P-Double. So much to the...
Freedom of mind. Freedom of mind, fresh in the eyes.
Hey, Johnny Mo, would you mind coming back again if we'll have you?
Absolutely. I would love to.
Next time we come on, we want to talk about wheels and skating, baby. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right, that's a whole nother topic, Johnny Mo. The skateboard thing. We running out on time, but we're going to get you back, Johnny Mo. I know you got a lot of work that you're doing. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Thanks for having me. Looking forward to it. Nice meeting you guys, and stay strong. Keep going. Yeah, nice
Thank
meeting
you, sir.
Take care.
See you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Damn. Johnny Mo, huh? Dude, I tell you, I'm not ready to take a hit yet, but he has piqued the interest of Mr. Nashon. No. Oh yeah. It is. It right. Right, right. I mean, it is. It's a video gamer is on the front of ESPN magazine. It's a whole new thing. Coming on, you know what I mean? So, dude, we're going to be around his coattail. He might be going places, and we're going to say, look, you got your big break on the Mr. National podcast. Right, the people's shoulders you stepped on. It's like, cash me outside. How about that? You know what I mean? Pay up. Dude. Oh my goodness. I mean that show kind of like burnt me up. After that, I do have to get packed, but it's like after you like take a hit of weed, it's like you just chilled out. Right? I got to get remotivated. Just hearing about all that weed. A big weekend out in Kansas City, Missouri. I think we talked about that on show 10. The tornado. Right. The Kansas City Twister Tournament. The same weekend, this weekend, we have the Glass City Bowl. Teron Gillespie is throwing in Ohio, right? So we got that going on. The Toy Hall of Fame just ended, the voting. I guess they got to tally all the votes, see if we got electric football in. Talking about NFL real quick, Mr. National Podcast, we just going to blow. Damn, I didn't even give a shout out to P-Double, okay, folks? And his artwork, go to paulpate.com, please. paulpate.com. Check this man's workout. Back to sports. Okay. Kansas City is on fire. This weekend, the San Francisco 49ers is in KC. Will they slow down Andy Reid, Mahomes, and that high-powered offense? Right. He threw 4 the first weekend, 6 last weekend. I say he might throw 3 touchdowns and the 49ers win 24-21. Okay? 24-21. Jimmy G, 3 touch. You heard it here first, okay? On the Mr. National Podcast, go to Stat With Net. And that's not with, W-I-T-H, that's with, W-I-T, baby. StatWithNetShow.com. All our picks up there. And I gotta give you props, Fido. I don't even want to go into it. How bad you were kicking me and Smokestack's ass with these picks. After 2 weeks, you are so far ahead that, like, folks, he's showing out. He's taking risks now. He's going out. He says he's going to take a couple. We already did our picks. Like I say, go to the statwithnatshow.com. You will see the picks up there. He took some chances. And I said, whoa, you picking that team? He said, well, the lead I got, I could take chances. I said, this son of a, that made me so mad. That almost started the show off with that. That's what pissed me off. I'm getting trash talked by an artist. That's what ain't that football. You know what I mean? Ain't that. So folks, we got a big weekend electric football. NFL, another. Hey, baseball is winding down, P-Double. We're getting into October. All the pennant races are heating up. Yeah, it is. And another month or so, the NBA will be kicking off, as well as the NHL. So a lot of sports going on. We just had my man Johnny Moe on talking about marijuana, the advantages, and what he said about the whole plant, you know what I mean? How he broke it down, like each part of the whole plant, the whole thing has a use. So very, very interesting stuff. I know P-Double was blown away because, like I said, folks, he thought Cheech and Chong's or some pothead was coming on. But well-spoken Johnny Moe spoke well. He spoke well for himself. Hey. Right. Give me on here. Johnny. Right. If he's not American, he wouldn't know about it. You got it. I mean, it was. Did he? He had to. If he's in his 40s or 50s, everybody, whether you had it or liked it, you saw it. One of your friends had it. Somebody's older brother had it. It blows me away that it's not in the Hall of Fame. And it's going up against Uno. When I went in to vote, I saw Uno. Like, how is Uno's not even a toy? It's a card game. I mean, Uno was great. Okay, I don't think it's better than Old Maid, you know, personally. You know what I mean? Well, we won't get off of Uno. But, hey, P-Double, it's a great big weekend going. Like I said, I got to get packed We are show 11. Like you said, we are in double digits. Folks, we are in double digits. We want to thank you for listening. We want you to support not only our podcast, but our boys, the Electric Gridiron Network. We want you to do Skull Shaver if you're balding. We want you, if you want a novel, here it is right here. I keep it on my desk. Detective Perez, Welcome to Rust City, a graphic novel by Paul Pate. Okay? We want you to support PaulPate.com. P-Double is a bad man. He ain't got as much lip as Mr. National, but watch them quiet ones, as they say. Watch them. Watch them. So, hey, we wanted to watch me now. James Brown. So I want to just thank everybody. If you're listening in, hope you enjoyed this show. We went off a little bit on a little different, like me and P-Double do not smoke marijuana or weed, but we ain't frowning our nose, turning our nose up on anybody that does. Like P-Double said, everybody's doing it. And for the life of them, you know what I mean? I don't know why it's not legal. And I do not group marijuana in with cocaine, heroin, and all this other stuff. So, right. Yes. Just say no to drugs. When you get older, just like when you want to, you can drink when you get 21. If you want to try pot or marijuana once you're grown, you're done college or whatever, then okay. But when you're some young kid, 13, 14, you don't need to be doing that stuff. Like Johnny Mo said, your brain, your mind is still growing. You don't want to, you know, mess with that stuff. So we by no means are advocating the use of marijuana, but we just wanted to just enlighten you. Johnny Mo made some great points. That's enough. That's all I can say, P-Double. Oh, man. I ain't think about it like that. Let me pop my collars. I got my own show. How about that? How about them apples? You want some oranges? Try these apples. Well, folks, we are going to sign off on this show. P-Double got to do his thing. Mr. National got a pack. He's got a plane to catch. Real quick, P-Double, who you got in tonight's game? All right. They deserve a win. I concur. Well, P-Double, we're going to let you go watch your game. Tune in. Folks, thanks for tuning in. P-Double, are we out of here? Peace.